Gospel according to John in the first chapter. The next day, after Jesus had decided to leave for Galilee, he met Philip and said, "Follow me." Philip came from the same town, Bethsaida, as Andrew and Peter. And Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, the one about whom the prophets wrote. He is Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." "From Nazareth," said Nathanael. "Can anything good come from that place?" "Come and see," replied Philip. And when Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, he said, "There is an Israelite who deserves the name Incapable of Deceit." "How do you know me?" said Nathanael. "Before Philip came to call you," said Jesus, "I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus replied, "You believe that just because I said I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than that." And then he added, "I tell you most solemnly, you will see heaven laid open, and above the Son of Man, the angels of God ascending and descending." From the earliest traditions, Nathanael and Bartholomew were identified, thought to be the same person. And we find in the patristic writings, Nathanael and Bartholomew were the same. And we have this beautiful passage here in the Gospel where Nathanael comes to Jesus, and Jesus gives him such a rich compliment, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. "How do you know me?" "Because I saw you under the fig tree." And there was a tradition that if it was very warm, the rabbis would take their students out of the formal building of the synagogue, and they would teach them in the open air or in the shade of a tree. And gradually the proverb sort of crept in that to be under the fig tree was synonymous with reading the scriptures. And it's very good interpretation that when Philip called Nathanael Bartholomew, he was reading the scriptures and he recognized Jesus. "You are the Messiah, the King of Israel." And this is in sharp contrast to another place where studying the scriptures is referred to. Remember, Jesus upbraids the scribes and Pharisees. "You search the scriptures, and yet you do not find me." This was because the scribes and the Pharisees did not have a purity of heart. They did not have a transparency about them. Jesus hated hypocrisy. And anyone who is a hypocrite had no place with Jesus. And we have Nathanael coming, this one who is incapable of deceit. And in Matthew we read, "Blessed are the pure of heart." And today is a day when we thank God for the naivety almost, the spiritual naivety of Nathanael, who recognized Jesus. And wouldn't it be wonderful if Jesus could say of each one of us, "Here is someone who is incapable of deceit. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God."